For more, let's speak with Seamus McGrath, Fianna Fáil TD for Cork South Central. That's the same constituency as Micheál Martin. Seamus McGrath, good morning.
Good morning, Evan.
Are you satisfied now with how and why your party leader chose Jim Gavin to run for president and how he handled the campaign?
Yeah, look, I think we had a very important meeting last night. Obviously, the report was distributed to the parliamentary party yesterday. To be fair to the Taoiseach, he only had sight of that report yesterday and it was distributed quite quickly. The meeting, you know, we had a very honest, open, frank discussion. There was a lot of criticism.
I thought you didn't get it until around 6 o'clock, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. We got it at 6 o'clock in advance of the meeting. And look, I don't have an issue with that. I understand the reasons why a report like that has to be distributed close to a meeting, because obviously there are risks around the report being leaked in advance of a meeting and so on like that. And that also would be something that the parliamentary party would have an issue with. But look, we had plenty of time at the meeting. The meeting went on for over 5 hours. We went through the report quite systematically and methodically. And look, there was, as I say, an open and frank discussion. There was a lot of hurt expressed, a lot of anger expressed, and a lot of criticism. And that's all true. But there was also a strong sense that it's time that the party moves on now. We've had two very lengthy meetings discussing these issues. We have to take the lessons from the whole debacle around the presidential election. We have to put better structures in place within the party in terms of how we deal with issues such as the selection of candidates. And that was the common theme coming through last night.
How did Micheál Martin explain how his chief of staff, his deputy leader, the party's general secretary and more knew for weeks that there was an issue about Jim Gavin, rent and a tenant that could cause problems, but that there's no mention in the report of whether he knew until the weekend he pulled out?
Yeah, look, I mean, I'm happy to give broad feedback on the meeting. I don't want to go into who said what and so on like that, but I suppose the sense around that was that, yes, there were suggestions made around a tenant, but there was nothing specific, there was nothing concrete. And when that was put to Jim Gavin, that obviously he did not accept there was an issue there. He said there wasn't an issue there.
Did Micheál Martin know?
He said he was aware of the allegation made, yes. But again, that they did follow up on that. They did look into that. And the result of it was that Jim Gavin, on a number of occasions, said there was nothing to see here. And look, I'm conscious Jim Gavin didn't participate in the report. He's not here to answer for him. So I don't want to be dwelling too much on that.
Just to be clear, so Micheál Martin knew before the weekend that Jim Gavin pulled out, yes?
My understanding is he was aware of the contact that had been made with the party.
Was he asked about this at the meeting last night?
He was. He certainly was asked about that. And again, the response in relation to that was that the information was not specific, that there was no evidence put on the table in relation to this, as I understand it. I should qualify, Gavin, that this was a five-hour meeting. I was there for the vast majority of it. I wasn't there for all of it. I also had a housing committee, but I was there for the vast majority of it. And the sense was that, look, certainly it was accepted things could have been handled better, but the idea that there was no due diligence done was not correct. There was due diligence done
are you clear about what due diligence was done on Jim Gavin? Because the report says that after senior members of your party were told there was an issue over a tenant, that apart from asking Jim Gavin, quote, nothing further was done. Is that due diligence in your view?
Well, there's also practicalities here in terms of how do you find something out, you know, when the individual involved makes it clear that there was nothing that they had to say on the matter.
Ask the people who made the allegations.
In terms of public records, it was clear that there was a lot of research done in terms of public documents, in terms of media commentary around Jim Gavin. He had been interviewed on a number of occasions himself.
So you're satisfied the party investigated this enough, yes?
Well, obviously, there are key lessons to be learned here, and I think there are broader issues around the selection of a presidential candidate for Fianna Fáil. I have said myself, you know, this comes around every 7 years or thereabouts, and we should have been better prepared for it. There should have been a better structure in place in terms of the nomination of a party.
Yes.
And that's one of the key recommendations of the report. And also,
well, the report makes clear there wasn't any structure. Billy Kelleher told Justin yesterday, Seamus McGrath, that it's a huge breach of trust if people at the top of the party, which now includes Micheál Martin, according to what you've said there, were aware of questions about the candidate and didn't tell the party, you and the rest of the TDs, senators and MEPs. Was it a huge breach of trust?
I think we have to understand in politics, Gavin, that there's always rumours going around. There are always suggestions being made. Before you bring any information to a party, you have to be clear about that information. You have to be certain about the factual base of that information. And I think that was the issue here. Yes, there were suggestions made, but there wasn't anything concrete on the table. And I think that was the key point that was made over and over again. And you have to have a level of trust in these situations. And when the issue was put to Jim Gavin, as I said, he said that there wasn't an issue there. And again, he was somebody that the party was looking at as a potential candidate. There has to be a degree of good faith and trust in these situations as well. But of course, lessons have to be learned here. And I think one of the key lessons is decisions like this have to be made with a broader consultation across the party, with elected members within the party and indeed the parliamentary party. And some of the anger last night was around the lack of input from the parliamentary party into the whole process.
In your view, does all this, the presidential failure of the party, make it more or less likely that Micheál Martin will lead your party into the next general election?
Well, again, I've been quite frank that the party has been damaged as a result of this. Can we make up that damage? I believe we can. I believe we can go forward and we can be better and stronger as a result of this, because we have to learn the lessons. And I think we have shown as a party over many years that we are able to change, that we are able to put better procedures in place. So to answer your question, I think Micheál Martin's leadership is quite secure. I think he has demonstrated great resilience as a party leader. It's just over a year ago we won the general election. We became the largest party nationally and locally. I think he has performed exceptionally well as leader under very difficult circumstances in the previous 12 months in government. We have very key challenges as a government, not least around housing, around disability, around trying to fast-track infrastructure, and I think he has shown great leadership on those issues.
Seamus McGrath, thank you for speaking with us on the programme. We'll have more on this story later in the programme. 25 minutes past 7.